Preparing for a hysterectomy. We want to speak a little bit about the womb and hysterectomy before you go into the meditations. What is hysterectomy? Where did that word first get created? It was something that was created by man. It was a cure for hysteria. As if a woman's emotions were just hysterical, connected to her womb. Well, how fascinating is that? Your emotions do exist in the second chakra, but not in the womb itself. Your womb is powerful. It is beautiful. It creates physically and metaphysically. However, it has served you. It is time for you to release it. You may have grief about losing your womb, or you may be tucking it away. Well, it has caused me a lot of trouble. I'm finished with it now. I'm all right with getting rid of it. This is a part of your body that you were born with. It is a part of your body that made you woman. It is important to honor your uterus, honor your womb in its physical sense and in its spiritual sense. What have you held in your womb for all of your life? A woman carries, she holds space in this area, first for her own emotions, herself, and even others at too young of an age. What did you hold space for as a young girl? Did you hold space for the emotions of your mother or your father? Were you abused emotionally or sexually? Are you holding space for your abuser's emotions? As you grew older, you began to hold space for your adolescence and the relationships that come with that, the friendships, the relationships, the love relationships, and then marriage, partnership, children. You have been holding space in your womb all of your life. A woman is a healer by nature. It is her nature to hold space in this area. But it needn't be painful. It needn't be painful, however it might have been. Your womb has decided that it can no longer hold space physically for these things. So what it means to be facing and preparing for a hysterectomy is that you are finally coming to your healing. You are saying, no more, I am ready to release my womb and all that I have held space for. The grief about it may be connected to your womanhood. Does it mean that I will no longer be desirable? What does it mean that I am losing this? You need to ask yourself what the grief is about. Allow yourself to have the grief. Releasing it energetically first. You will be creating a new womb. You will be allowing the goddess to create you a brand new spiritual womb, where you will be able to hold space in much greater ways than you are capable of now. The womb that holds space in the spirit world does not go away. Your goddess nature does not go away. It becomes greater. It becomes more. If you are quite young and having a hysterectomy, there may be grief that you are doing it at such a young age. Know that spirit has a plan. Your higher self has greater meaning if you are unable to have children and you are facing a hysterectomy and you wanted this. There may be a greater plan for that as well. Children come from many places. There are so many children in the world that need homes, that need to be loved. You may be such a mother in that way. Spirit might just have that plan for you. You may also be approaching menopause. You are most likely in perimenopause, the process of menopause. If you have been bleeding too much, you have fibroids. Your womb is ready to release what those fibroids are about. Those growths, that extra lining that simply cannot shed itself anymore. Physically, your uterus is screaming to be released. Surgically removing your uterus does not mean that you will not go through menopause normally if you are keeping your ovaries. That is a choice. If you are unable to keep your ovaries, know again that there is a place that the goddess holds where you have spiritual ovaries. Your nature is female. Your soul is female. That is why you came into the earth as a woman. Your organs do not create your femininity. Your soul does. Your soul holds femininity and the goddess. You will be able to hold these things in a greater way. A more respectful way. You are honoring yourself by preparing for your hysterectomy. What does that preparation include? First, that you have your grief about anything that needs to be healed within that womb before it releases. Even if you have already released your womb, if you have already had your hysterectomy, you can do this preparation, this healing that might have been necessary before doing the hysterectomy. If you remove the organ without the healing will still be there. The space holder will still be there. You want to release any trauma, any emotion, any past events, and any grief that you are holding prior to your hysterectomy, or that you are still holding inside of your uterus you have not yet have released. Either way, the healing is necessary. The preparation is the healing. We will move forward into a meditation that helps you to prepare for your hysterectomy by healing the grief, the events and the trauma, and all that your uterus has been holding space for all of your life.